Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Oh. You smell that?
What?
You guess what I just did.
You didn't. If you farted, I'm throwing these headphones off and walking out.
Nah, it's just the end of the year. Take a deep sniff, love.
I don't want to take a deep sniff anywhere near you just in case.
Do you think any time this year I'd be saying the words, take a deep sniff, love?
Do you know what? We've come a long way. Today's our 6-month anniversary.
Oh, yay! Round of applause for everyone listening. Thanks for the journey. Thanks for the ride. Thanks for being here. Thanks, Mum, Dad, Grandma, Grandad, Ellie.
What a half a year it's been.
All the fans.
All the fans. So many fans.
Hey, who would have thought that when I started my first day 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Six months later, I wouldn't have been able to walk down the street.
You would have thought that because you said the exact words, mate, in 3 months' time, we're not going to be able to walk down the street without people knowing who we are.
Hey,
true story.
And is it a true story that it's been fulfilled?
I can definitely walk down the street without people knowing who I am.
No, people know who you are. You're just too rude to say hello back.
No, they're just too nervous. Hey.
And then you just put your head down. You're just rude. People see us out and about. They're like, Josiah's so friendly. Ellie's so rude.
I just put my headphones in, listening to my show, of course.
Oh,
listening
to
Josiah and Ellie.
That's different.
Head down, bum up.
I was listening to other shows.
Oh.
Weirdly, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very surprising that you'd be listening to other shows and I'm not, because you're the one who's the more self-absorbed. But hey, I'll believe everything you say.
Thank you, Ellie. I take that as a compliment. Happy 6-month anniversary to you too.
Thanks, babe.
We've got Alpha Bucks tomorrow on the show, and we want you guys for listening and downloading to have a clue. So are we ready for this? The letter for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks is?
Yep. G for... I thought they said G for jail, but like the old school jail, like jail, gale.
Gale almost.
That's G for goal.
Goal.
Makes more sense.
As in kick a goal with a G.
G for G-string.
It is. Well, that's, I can't say that. It may be the answer to one of the questions tomorrow.
Oh, we're giving clues left, right and centre here.
I want to give $1,000 away because I want our boss to crack it before the end of the year.
Yes. Oh, he's not going to crack it. He'll be happy. What are you talking about? He loves giving away money.
Our good boss, yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, anyway. let's get along with our Tuesday. Happy 6 months. It's been great.
Bye.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
You're not going to believe it.
What, Jay?
An Australian just won Miss Universe. How did we not know about this?
Well, I am reading reports left, right and centre that an Australian person has won, but she's not Miss Australia.
Well, this is the thing. Miss Universe was crowned. Remember when Jen won it, Jen Hawkins? It was the biggest story in Australia at the time. We had Miss Australia was Francesca Hung, however she likes to say it. Do know her from Sydney. Nice girl.
Yep.
She didn't win, even though she was Miss Australia. But how's this? Miss Philippines has been crowned Miss Universe. Miss Philippines is a Queensland girl born in Cairns.
Well, there you go. But obviously a Filipino national.
Well, no, she was born to a Scottish dad and a Filipino mother. She went to school in Queensland. Mm-hmm. And when she finished school, she moved to Manila in Philippines, the capital, to work as a model.
There
so although she does have a Filipino residency, she's 110% also Australian.
You hear of this a lot. It's like people who, like a synchronised swimmer who didn't make the Canadian synchronised swimming team, so she moved to Australia because she's a dual citizen because her parent was here and competed for Australia. That's
a
true story.
Sorry, but if she's good enough for Miss Philippines, she's good enough for Miss Australia. Why didn't we represent her as our own? We could have had two titles. Now we've got zero.
Maybe she didn't try.
Well, she should have. What? Why'd she have to move to the Philippines to be a model? She could have been one here. She's gorgeous. Look at her.
Maybe, who knows, she's of Filipino descent. Maybe that's where she wants to be.
But I'll
tell you,
great
beaches there.
They do. Beautiful beaches. Mm. But this is what I want to talk about, and this is what I love about Australians.
Yep.
The Australian media are right behind this. They're claiming her as their own.
Yeah, so we even do though this a lot.
Even though the Philippines have won Miss Universe, we're basically claiming Australia's won Miss Universe. No, we didn't, guys. And then I read this article which talks about a bunch of celebrities that aren't actually Australian that we claim to be our own.
Oh, God, I feel like I know a few of these.
Well, the obvious ones are Mel Gibson. He's obviously, he was born in the US. We claim him as an Aussie until he went through his little racial rant and we're like, oh, no, you can go back to America.
Yeah, fair enough.
Russell Crowe, famously known as New Zealand.
Yes.
He was born there, but we're like, nah, he's an Aussie.
Yeah, but then he's had a couple of incidents as well that we're like, okay, you can have him back.
I love Rusty. Yeah, of course. Here's a couple that I didn't know about, and this is fascinating. Did you know Keith Urban?
Mm-hmm.
Killer
was
Keith.
Born in Hawaii.
He was born in New Zealand.
Oh, Nicole Kidman was born
in
Hawaii.
Good. Thank you for taking my next celebrity.
Oh, sorry.
Nicole Kidman was also... So we see them as Australian royalty.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
they were born in Hawaii and New Zealand. Nothing to do with us.
I know.
Here's the last one. Sophie Monk, probably the smallest celebrity out of all of them. She was born in England.
Was she?
There you go.
What about this one? Farlap. You know the famous Aussie horse?
Yeah.
We're like, oh, he's great. No, born and bred in New Zealand.
New Zealand, bro.
New Zealand, bro. Turns out New Zealand has a lot that we're taking the credit for.
Choices.
Apologies.
Well, you know what? New Zealand, they want to basically be us. So
yeah.
If you're born in New Zealand, you become famous. Lord, the singer, she may as well be Aussie. Choice says.
Yeah, but she's not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We'll claim them all to be our own. That's
we have good stuff, good things that were born here too.
You know what? Congratulations, Australia, on winning Miss Universe.
Yeah,
very proud
she came
to be
in
an
the
Aussie.
Top 20, Francesca Hung, so she didn't do badly.
Who cares about her? We won anyway. We've had two wins. One in the top 20 and one's a winner.
Hasn't her thunder been stolen?
Isn't it? No one cares about old Franny. Nanny named Fran anymore.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
How good's this? We all hate bad customers, right?
Ugh, yep.
You got to bow down to this retail worker. What she did to this customer for revenge is amazing.
It's a lot of syllables for a word that doesn't have that many syllables.
So she's just released this blurb. It's gone viral. I'll read out pretty well in exactly her words what happened. So she works in a store that was selling Christmas stars. You kind of like what you put on top of the tree. There's a photo there.
Yep.
Nice and pretty. Anyway, this lady, she was working there, and this lady, they had 75% off these stars, right?
Bargain.
The little star only cost 50 cents.
No.
So a woman, she calls her a terrible woman. Why don't we call her? Let's just call her Ellie for the sake of the story. She came in dressed to the nines, driving a high-end Lexus, came
Sounds
in with
like
her Louis Vuitton wallet. She came in, she wanted four of these ornaments.
Can I just point out that I wore an $8.50 Santa suit on the weekend as a costume that fell apart in my hands because it was so crappy. So there's not a lot of parallels between me and this other Ellie.
Irrelevant.
Okay.
Can't say that word. She came into the store, wanted four of them. They're already 75% off. And she said, I'm only willing to pay 25 cents a piece, not 50 cents. She said no, as you would, because it's already at 50 cents, a piece, very, very already discounted. And the lady started arguing, becoming very rude, and she calls her belligerent.
Belligerent.
Damn it. What does that word even mean?
Like
aggressive?
Yeah, kind of.
Why doesn't she just say aggressive? Why put in stupid words that I can't say?
Like what?
Like belligerent. I said it.
Well done. Good job.
Anyway, Ellie became rude and belligerent. After not bullying to her and not caving into the bully, the lady goes, fine. My worker works at the other store down the road. I'm going to go in there tomorrow and I can guarantee you should give them to me for 90% off, which is 25 cents.
Yep.
He goes, I'll just come back in the morning. Or I'll come back in the morning. The worker at the store goes, I can't guarantee they'll still be here. Then Ellie goes back to him and goes, there's 12 in store. No one's going to buy all 12. Anyway, this girl that works in the store had an anti-Grinch moment. She's like, how can I get back at this girl?
Yep.
She then went for 50 cents, not much, bought all 12 in their store.
Yes.
Not only that, she then called every single store in the state, bought the 12 in each of those stores as well, which came to $30. So no matter where that lady went, she couldn't come. It only cost $30 in stars. So no matter where she went, this lady, she couldn't get them. She came in the next morning and she said the look on her face when she said, not only are the 12 in store here gone, but every single one in the state made it all worth it. That is the greatest revenge story to a customer I've ever heard because let's all be honest, customers suck.
Customers do suck, particularly this time of year because, retail, hospitality, everyone's on holidays, people are trying to get Christmas shopping done. They just suck.
Hey, guys, listen to me for one second, Goulburn Valley, before you go into a store, right?
Yep.
And decide to be a jerk and ruin someone's day, think twice.
Yeah.
It's Christmas. Have a little Christmas spirit. We're all stressed. We're all busy. I haven't done my Christmas shopping.
Yep.
Think.
Yep.
You don't have to be an idiot.
I know. I worked in retail for like 4 or 5 years over in Perth, and I had this customer once who wanted to return something, and our store didn't do cash refunds. We only did store credit. Anyway, she kicked up a fuss. We had this tub of balls, like soccer balls.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was a sports store that I worked in. And she started kicking the balls
You're kidding
in
me.
The middle of the store, hitting people with these balls.
Doesn't make a difference.
Oh,
What are you trying to do? You're not any better.
I know. It was unbelievable. She had to get escorted out.
Good. So she should. Crazy. Give her a life ban. These people, what if, you know what? They're very bored with their lives, these people.
I know. And the refund was for like $20 or something. Like, come on.
It's always the bottom, bottom end of society as well, isn't it?
We want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. If you've got a story about a crappy customer.
Yeah. What's the worst customer you've come across? So do you work in retail? Let it off your chest with Josiah and Ellie this morning.
We're all here for you. We'll take your stories next. I once, when I worked in a retail store, was serving this man who was rough as guts. Like, he stank really badly. He just looked like a criminal, right? And we're talking to him and he was being really like aggressive with me, like, show me the sunglasses. Damn you. And I'm like, okay. And I was 17, I think, at the time, like quite pretty young. And he goes to me, are you scared of me? And I was like, no, no. He goes, well, I did just get out of jail. And I was like, oh, okay. He goes, looks like you're scared of me. You're shaking like a leaf. Oh. And I was like, no, I'm not.
Does he, is he the same guy that I'm guessing hangs out the front of Kmart in Shep as well?
Yeah. Funny enough, that's where, that's not where I worked. It was very scary. I've never forgotten him. Oh. But we are talking this morning about crappy customers you may have served, particularly around this time of year. Jen from Newmerk, are you calling about a crappy customer?
I sure am.
Oh, God, what happened?
So I work at the supermarket. And I thought I was doing something good, so I was packing this lady's fruit and vegetables all in one cool bag.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she cracked it at me.
What was wrong with doing that? You're helping her out.
I don't know. She was ranting. It's like, this is not how you pack bags.
Oh, man. So what did you do to calm her down?
I just turned around and just looked at my friend next to me and I was like, oh, God.
You know what I can guarantee?
What?
I reckon this lady, right, or these customers as a whole, they're probably some middle-aged lady named Julie.
Oh,
right?
Don't be mean to Julie.
Shorter hair, glasses.
No.
Angry. Her ex-husband's left her.
Whoa.
Like, I can just picture I can picture this exact lady.
Is that what she looked like, Jen?
A little bit.
See, I nailed it. Well, thanks so much for your call, Jen.
All right, let's go to Jesse from Echuca. Jesse, have you had a crappy customer?
I have worked retail my whole life and it is the worst time of year for crappy customers. Everyone is so entitled. I work in a retail shop at the moment. I don't want to mention the name, but it's clothing.
Yeah.
And it's not like upscale clothing, let's put it that way. But
you're really narrowing it down. There's not many.
I love Supro.
I think she thought we were some sort of boutique because she walked in and she had an armful of clothes and she summoned me by clicking. She was like, you know, come over here. Oh. And I was like, excuse me, can I help you? And she was like, just dumped all the clothes on me and was like, yeah, I'll have a dressing room, thanks. And just like waved me away. And I was like, what? Where do you think you are, love? Like,
yes.
Not okay.
Guessing she had like a Louis Vuitton bag over her arm or something that gave her that self-entitlement.
Yeah. So I just put all her clothes away.
Yes. How did she react? Did she bite your head off?
She was furious. Yeah. I didn't know what you wanted me to do. I thought you wanted me to put them away because she didn't actually ask me to do anything.
Do you know what? I'm a bit guilty of this. If I have bad customer service in a store, I'll make sure I leave my dressing room super messy and so they have to clean it up. It's kind of like a...
Absolutely. That is the best way to get revenge.
We hate people like you.
I know. I'm sorry, Jesse. It won't happen again, I promise. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys.
So many retail workers are hating me right now. Hey, I worked in retail. I get it.
Yeah, but it is a good idea, let's be honest.
What?
Leaving stuff in the change rooms.
Yeah, was leaving a mess. Especially if the shop's quiet. I kind of liked it when people did it to me because it gave me something to do.
That's true. So you're actually doing them a favour.
Exactly. You're welcome.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
It's a Tuesday, Jay. And you know what happens on a Tuesday.
I feel like we haven't done this in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we missed it last week. Got bored of it.
Yeah, that wasn't productive.
Bit light on for content this week. Thought we'd bring it back.
Hence why I did Fun Fact Tuesday this morning.
Exactly. We're now ready for Productive Thought Tuesday because it's well known that Tuesday is supposed to be the most productive day of the year.
Not at this time of year.
Our productivity is decreasing the closer we get towards 2019, but that's fine. We've put in a good slog so far. We've come up with some really productive things this year so far.
We have. You've spent a lot of time working on these productive thoughts. Hit me, Ellie. What have you got? What's going to help me out with my day?
Well, I thought, seeing as we're so close to Christmas, in fact, 1 week today till Christmas.
Yeah, it's the 18th today.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to everyone this time next week, because we won't be on Z Radio.
I thought I'd increase your productivity with Christmas-related things. So are you ready for productive thought number one?
Productive thought.
Been ready since the song finished.
Okay, cool. Oh, no need to be aggressive about it. Number one, get a Christmas tree that grows fruit. That way you can use the fruit in your fruit mince pies.
Productive thought.
Not bad. Are you saying have a fruit tree as a Christmas tree?
Yes.
Because you can't force a Christmas tree to grow fruit.
No, I know. I'm saying get yourself an orange tree or something. Why? So, what dictatorship is it that we live in that people say you must have one of those pointy Christmas trees?
Well, I think it's more a tradition than a dictatorship.
Well, I don't like traditions because they're not very productive. And you know me, I'm all about increasing productivity in this busy time of year.
All right, so let's all get an apple tree today.
Number two. Get stickers that say Merry Christmas, right? And then just stick them on plain wrapping paper. That way you can reuse the wrapping paper.
Productive thought.
Yeah, but then you have to peel it off.
No, you don't. Because you're going to throw out the wrapping paper anyway because everyone's torn apart their wrapping paper. But you know how when you're left over with rolls and rolls of Christmas paper, you're like, oh, God, what am I going to do with this? I've got my friend's birthday next week. Boom. Problem solved.
Solved. That's not productive.
There's an ad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, was that an ad over here? I don't know. It was an ad in Perth. Number three, this is a well-known one. Buy your Christmas decorations on December 26th.
Productive thought.
What, for the following year?
Yes.
Yeah, that's smart.
Thank you.
It's more tight ass than productive, I'd say.
No, productivity is about saving money and time. Josiah, I've been over this every week.
It's like those parents that buy their kids chocolate the day after Easter.
Yes.
No, it's not the point.
Pay the extra money,
give your kids that cheer on Easter. We used to have a family at my school.
Yeah.
They said, we celebrate the day after. I'm like, yes. Oh, why? What sort of religion is that? No religion. We just
have tired ass parents. Yeah, parents. I love those parents. Well, do you know what? I've still got an Easter egg that I got for Easter this year that I'm saving to give to you next Easter.
See, you're one of those parents, aren't
No,
you?
Mate. I'm just productive.
Productive thought.
Just remind me, don't ever have kids.
Finally. Actually, not finally. I've got two.
Oh, gosh.
Buy big stockings so it looks like you're being generous, but then you just fill them with super bulky presents like a newspaper.
Yeah, I reckon my parents are definitely guilty of doing this to us as kids.
I know. I'm like, where's my little socks or my little eyeliner or something little? Yeah. Mum's like, it's a magazine or nothing. I mean, Santa says that to me, obviously.
Yeah, Santa used to fill up our sack really, really large. We used to get lots of presents, but yeah.
Oh, all right, Mr. Richie Rich. I mean, I used to get so many presents for Christmas.
No, well, I'd rather, like you said, have lots of small presents filling the sack than lots of big. But
can you stop saying sack? Finally.
It all depends whether I was naughty or nice.
If your kid is under the age of two, they don't know what they're getting. Just give them a Christmas bauble and be on your way.
That's not
productive
bad.
Thought.
They don't need, like, toys from Kmart or anything. Just give them a bauble. Let them play with that. They'll be happy as Larry.
I'm sorry, but if your kid's under two, they don't need any presents.
No, I agree.
They have no idea what's going on.
Exactly. 100%.
Just spoil them.
Oh, my God. You've agreed with so many of my productive thoughts today.
I did. They're pretty good.
Thank you so much. I'm really growing as a productive thinker.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Cardi B. She's had a massive year this year. She's really come out of nowhere.
Yeah, I call her the fake Nicki Minaj. Yeah. She's basically doing everything Nicki does, copied her sound, and does the same thing.
Yeah, well, she's basically the one that sings this. You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive. Very gangster rapper, kind of like myself.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah. Anyway, over the weekend, we actually touched on it with Dean McCarthy and Scoopla yesterday. She was performing on Saturday night, and her ex, Offset, now he's from the rap trio Migos.
Brr, brr.
Yeah, they're engaged, I believe. They've got a baby together, Baby Culture with a K. I know, it's interesting people are talking
Deep
about
Deep breath.
Here. Anyway, they were in love.
Culture with a K, no judgment.
But then all these allegations of cheating came out. He was messaging other girls and whatnot.
He had an Aussie girl when he was in Australia. He was in a car full of girls, and there's video of her with her top off next to him in the car.
Oh, well, that's, you know, pretty damning evidence.
It is.
And so he's saying because all of those allegations were made public, he thought he'd make his apology public.
So they're split up.
Yeah,
about a couple of weeks ago, she's like, nut, you're a cheater, over.
Yeah. Yeah, she's walked away, as she should, because I'm cheating is not
away.
Okay.
She should do a Craig David.
I was going to say. Maybe a collaboration.
Her own version.
Yeah. Well, not Culture. Culture's the kid. Offset, I get really mixed up with all my gangster
Too
names.
Too many names, man.
Offset, the man, Cardi B's ex, has stormed her stage over the weekend at a concert and basically apologised in front of everyone. He put up a big floral tribute that like dropped from behind her saying, "Take me back, Cardi." And then he comes on and says this.
Hey, hey. I just want to tell you I'm sorry, bro. The person in front of the world, I love you. Whatever I got to do to show you, bro.
It's kind of cute.
It's kind of cute. Apparently, the flowers cost $15,000.
And you know what she did? She removed them from the stage before she continued with the
As
concert.
If she wouldn't take them home, at least put them around the house, though. Yeah. I may as well use the flowers.
Yeah, I mean, you may as well. Get a bit of, I mean, money's probably not a problem.
So does it work? Has he got her back?
No, she's just like, no. Mind you, she has taken to social media to say to everyone, stop hating on him. He's still the father of my child. Not saying we're getting back together, but, like, he doesn't deserve to be ragged on.
Fair enough.
But I want to talk about this morning. The lengths that you've gone to get your ex back, because they are some serious lengths. 15 grand, a public rejection. Offset has really laid all his cards on the table.
You would have begged a couple of guys to get back into your life, I reckon. You would have been one of those ones.
I'm not the dumpy. Oh, wait, I'm not the, what is it? Dumpy, I'm the dumper.
I've been pretty similar myself.
I don't think I've ever been dumped.
I've dumped and been, they've been offered me the world in return if to stay with them. Like,
alrighty, here we go. Oh,
When you break someone's heart, they come back to you.
They've
offering
offered
you
the world.
Well, no, as in like to you know, we'll pay for a holiday, we'll do this, I'll send you somewhere with the boys, I don't know, you know.
A girl, hold on, do you mean to tell me you've broken up with a girl and she said, I'll send you on a boys trip if we get back together?
Pretty well, yeah.
That is a complete lie.
In a roundabout way, yeah.
All right, if you can top Josiah's story, forget Cardi B and Offset. If you can top that very true story Josiah just told.
True.
13, 12, 16, we want your stories. Andy from Benalla, has an ex tried to win you back or have you tried to win an ex back, buddy?
No to the second part, yes to the first.
Okay, what did they do?
I had a girlfriend many years ago now, and we broke up because... between you and I, she was a little bit boring.
Well, it is just between you and I. Yeah. And Josiah's here as well, though, and just a couple of people in the
Golden
Valley.
No one's listening to you. It's a safe space, Andy. You can keep going.
Do you want to say a name? Do you want to say a town? Anything? Just while we're just amongst friends?
No names.
Okay.
No names.
Okay.
But she thought she would try and win me back by hooking up with one of her girlfriends in front of me.
Oh, that's different.
Wow. Okay.
Did it work?
Yeah. What was the effect?
Well, she kissed a girl and I liked it. But,
and then next minute, Katy Perry had a worldwide hit. Coincidence?
So you're telling us Katy Perry wrote a song about your ex trying to win you back, Andy?
Well, my ex may or may not have been Katy.
Oh, God, the plot thickens, doesn't it?
If Katy dated someone from Benalla, then I will retire.
Okay, actually, can you... do everything that you can to get proof of this story, Andy, because I'd love this dude to retire. It'd really be great.
Well, let me just say, Josiah, you better get on seek, my friend.
Oh, I love it. Thanks for your call, Andy.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, Jay, I'm doing a long-distance relationship at the moment.
Oh, nobody cares.
Yes, people care.
All right, well,
in
tell
fact,
me why
Friday
I should
night
care.
At our Deck Them All Christmas party, so many people were saying to me, how's Gav?
Yeah, he could. He's in Perth. Next.
He is. He's a very long way away. You're also doing long distance relationship.
I am.
Sometimes
you don't hear me whinging, though.
It can get tough.
It does. It gets very tough.
Yeah, the distance is, you know, pretty far. For me, there's a time difference involved. So it's hard to kind of be there for each other at all times.
In the famous words of Justin Timberlake, cry me a river. Wise man.
Well, I've just been looking online about some ways to spice up long-distance relationships because I thought, I need to try this. No, it's not going to get creepy. Don't worry. I promise. But they say, you know, watch a Netflix show together. We've tried that, me and Gav.
Yeah.
But the sound's out of whack and then you have to be like, okay, press play now. And then you're always like 1 second on either side. So that's annoying. They say go for FaceTime dates, like out in public on FaceTime. I don't know if I'm right with that.
Imagine sitting at a local cafe. Imagine being at Lemon Tree and you're out the front having a date with your boyfriend on FaceTime.
Yeah, exactly. Send each other surprise deliveries. We've both done that. I've sent him some wine in the mail. He sent me some headphones.
Oh, that's nice.
He sent me some windscreen wipers the other day because mine are broken.
That is so random. How did he know what sort of windscreen wipers to get you?
He just Googled my car.
Oh, that's very thoughtful.
Yeah, I don't know how to put them on though. So can you come over and help me attach them?
I have no idea either.
But last night, Gav's had a rough week. His boat got stolen over the weekend.
Have we got an update on that, by the way?
Still no news. The cops are looking into it. Basically, I mentioned it on the show yesterday. His boat got stolen from the front of his house, driven away on a trailer. He's devastated about it. Like, I cannot shake him out of this mood.
Good for the Goulburn Valley, though. Because you famously said you only date him for his boat.
Yeah, exactly.
So guys, listen up. If this boat doesn't get found, Ellie could be single in the new year.
I'm giving him to the end of the year to find it. If he doesn't, see you later, mate.
No wonder he's in a bad mood.
Yeah, I know. Loses his boat. Now he's losing his girlfriend. No, so last night I was like, Gav, let's spice things up. I FaceTimed him.
Oh, no. Don't. What? Be very careful.
I'm being careful.
Don't be gross.
I'm not being gross. I just did something that I thought is going to spice things right up, put a smile on his face.
No one wants to see it, Ellie.
Wants to see what?
I don't know, whatever you're about to say.
I thought this FaceTime's got to be a bit different to all the other times.
Yuck, stop.
So I started the FaceTime ring. He answered, hello. It was like an Eeyore at the moment. I was like, hey, babe, how you going? I thought we could have a candlelit date.
What do you mean?
I lit a candle.
Was it a dark room?
Yeah.
But he can't see or smell the candle. You're on FaceTime.
He could see it. He could see the flickering light.
And
he smiled.
But you could have just turned your bedside lamp on. What's the difference?
No, I ended up doing that like 10 minutes into it because I kept almost getting my pillow on the
It doesn't make you any more sexy just because there's a candlelight.
Yes, it does.
Or when you're staring at a little 3x6 centimetre screen, it looks exactly the same.
What are you talking about? No, it was flickering. And so the candlelight was flickering in the thing. And then my face looked beautiful.
Oh, man. I think I can think of... There's a few other ways you can spice things up, and I'll tell you what.
Oh, where was your mind going?
Lighting a candle is not one of them. You failed last night, Ellie.
Smiled?
Did he really?
Ask him.
I don't reckon he did.
Message him. Say, did you spice things up with Ellie last night? Tell me about it and see what he says.
I reckon. The only thing he did to why he was smiling is because he realised that you're a weirdo and he's about to be single again.
No, it's more that the candle wasn't properly lighting my face, so I couldn't actually see it. That's probably it.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Well, you used to do a segment on this show called Fun Fact Friday.
Oh, Fun Fact Friday. That was a bit of fun.
It was. It was where we used to be informed and we used to go to the water cooler at work and tell our friends what we learnt in Ellie's Fun Fact Friday. But you know what? That segment died.
Oh, well, because you came along and ruined my show?
No.
Oh.
Because your facts became boring.
There is nothing boring about the fact that the top of a pepper grinder, you can adjust the knob and it adjusts the size of the pepper grains that come out the bottom.
Shut up.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Is that what that little knob's for?
Yes. I'm going to isolate that crab.
So I thought I'd bring back Fun Fact Tuesday.
Oh,
how good is this, guys? Give us some music. Yeah, there it is. Did you know, and I'm going to focus a little bit on dreaming to start with.
I do like dreams.
In a lifetime, we spend over 6 years of our lives dreaming.
How long do we spend sleeping?
I don't know, probably a third, roughly. Which means if you live to 80, you'll spend roughly 27-ish.
And we only spend 6 dreaming.
27 years, yeah. So 27 years sleeping, 6 years dreaming.
Nah, bull twang. Aren't you always dreaming?
No.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean? I'm awake right now. Am I dreaming right now?
No, but when you're asleep. No. So shouldn't we be dreaming for 27 years?
Nah, you're not always dreaming. Sometimes you're just asleep.
I had a dream. Actually, no, I'm not
going to say
it. It's really boring.
Say it anyway.
Oh, one of my colleagues, I asked them to go get a suitcase out of my car and then I locked them out of the place for 35 minutes and they were really mad at me.
Yeah,
and I messaged him yesterday to tell him that, and he called me and goes, I'm so mad, I'm still waiting for that lift.
Wish you never told that story. Did you know all animals dream as well? All of them, not just dogs. Because you know when you see your dog and it twitches, that's dreaming, but all animals dream.
Even a fish?
Even a fish, because it's an animal. Did you know that 90% of your dreams you forget within 10 minutes of waking up? It's hence why you should record them.
Yep.
Moving on from dreams now, Ellie,
okay,
and my
good.
Fun
fact you're about to put
Tuesdays.
Me to sleep.
Right-handed people. Are you right-handed?
Yep.
Congratulations. You're going to live 9 years longer on average than a left-handed person.
Oh, yes. Are you righty or lefty?
I'm a lefty.
I can't wait to be 109.
Yeah, but guess what? With your diet of Coke Zero and your binge drinking, I reckon I'll live.
I do not do binge drinking.
50 years longer than you.
Oh, God. Yep, what's next?
Let's go to this one.
You haven't blown me out of the water yet, by the way.
This one, what's the world's most common name?
Ellie.
Nope. Come on, think carefully.
A Muhammad.
They're very good. This one is fascinating. This blew my mind.
Okay.
And I challenge you with your rapping skills to better this.
Okay.
No word in the English language.
Rhymes with orange.
Rhymes with month. Go on. You think you can spit some rhymes?
Yo, we're in the month. I'm up to sump.
That's not a word. Sump is not a word.
Yeah, but it is in gangster world.
In gangster, mate.
In gangster world, anything can be a word.
But in the English language, like it says.
Okay. Yep.
Can you get me a fart sound effect, please? Thanks, Ellie.
We're really classing up today. Yep.
Because to finish it off with, this is unbelievable. Every single day, a quarter of the day, you're spending breathing in someone else's farts. A quarter of the day.
That is disgusting. I spend a quarter of the day with you.
In this studio.
How many of them are yours?
Right, so 3 hours we do this show for. What's a quarter of 3 hours? 45 minutes roughly, right? You spend 45 minutes a show breathing in my...
I haven't breathed in since you said this. Okay, now I did. Oh, God, now I did. Oh, God, now I'm full of farts.
P.S. I just dropped one.
Oh.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
You know when else you should not go anywhere?
Why?
Next Monday.
Cool. What's next Monday?
Christmas Eve.
It is two.
Yes, the 24th of December.
I will be doing, I reckon, all of my Christmas shopping on that day.
Yes.
I don't have any time between now and then to do anything.
I've set aside Saturday, but also Monday. Saturday. Just Monday's my backup. I'm hoping to get it all done on Saturday. Anyway, that's irrelevant. The reason that you and I can do our Christmas shopping on Monday is because we've got the day off. We've finished up for the year this Friday. And God, could we not be more excited about it? But a lot of people don't. A lot of people have to work through the Christmas break. And word has come out. There's a warning that's come out to people. I saw the headline of an article this morning saying the most dangerous thing you could do next week for your job.
What's that?
I'm like, whoa, I got to click on that. That is clickbait if I ever saw it. Turns out that heaps of people are planning on taking a sick day on Monday. They're going to call in sick because, of course, you get Tuesday off, you get Wednesday off. Why not get yourself a 5-day weekend?
Yeah, you'd be silly not to.
You'd be silly not to. Yeah,
plus, it's in the Christmas spirit. Bosses, if you're not in retail, give your employees the day off.
Yeah.
Does anyone in our office have to work that day?
No. Oh, yeah, Benny. Benny the boss.
Shut up.
He's coming in next week.
He shouldn't have to.
Well, he does, buddy, because there's lots of industries in this world that keep on running. This radio station, this is still going to be playing. I mean, we won't be on it.
Our bigger boss, listen up. Give Ben the day off. He works hard. He's a good boss to us. Take the day off, mate.
He can't. He's got a newborn. He's got to work to earn his crust.
Yeah, he should go home and look after it. Poor guy.
Well, they're saying that absenteeism is going to increase around 40%.
40.
Yeah.
Good, and so it should.
Apparently this happens whenever there's a holiday event attached to a weekend. And also, how's this? 1 in 25 workers call in sick on any average Monday. This song's called Sicko Mode.
Yeah, I love this song.
Everyone's in sicko mode on Monday.
Dumb to ever take it. They say never ever take a sick day on a Friday or a Monday in a normal working week. It's just too obvious.
How many sick days have you taken off since you started this job?
None.
Same. Oh, I took one back in April, but I literally had no voice. Like I couldn't speak, so I couldn't do the job.
Yeah, but I would have gone through.
Give it. Hit. I see the way now.
You could have come in and produced the show or something. I reckon in 10 years, here I am trying to be a hero.
Yeah.
I hadn't taken any sick days up until about 2 years ago and I had my tonsils taken out, so I had an operation.
Yeah.
So I took, I think, 5 days off for that.
Yeah, I'm the same. Wisdom teeth, I took some time off for that apart from that. And that one day I took this year, I haven't taken one since I started my radio career.
Just a couple of heroes doing radio.
Oh, mate. If we could be here, if we weren't taking forced leave this Christmas.
We wouldn't be.
Oh.
I actually, you know what, Ellie? I don't want to take my holidays.
No, let's not. We should stage a protest.
Out of all seriousness, though, we got an email from our GM saying you have to take time off over Christmas and New Year.
I know.
We didn't get a choice.
No, I know. So many people are like, oh. And I'm so sick of love songs. We're not sick of love songs.
No, we're not.
We want to play love songs all day, every day. We want to play hits in old school.
Yeah, it should be, and I'm so sick of not working.
Well, come January, that's what we're going to be singing.
Absolutely. I cannot wait to get back on the airwaves in 2019.
I know. But hey, also, only 3 days left of work.
Oh. Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
I've found the best list.
Yep.
We've gone through a few, but this is probably the best. The most exciting, intriguing, and controversial moments in science for 2018.
Oh, God. Can we just revisit yesterday when we did the most Googled things of 2018? That was a lot better.
Nah, this is way better because wait till you hear what they are. They're kind of interesting. Did you know this year, for the first time, Chinese scientists successfully cloned a monkey?
What'd they call it? Molly? Molly the monkey?
It actually has the name, which ends in poo. But that's just like their language, not an actual human.
Okay.
It was something like Wing Ding Poo. Like, you know, that's just its name.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right.
So they cloned a monkey. Very fascinating that they can do it.
When did you say this gets interesting?
That is interesting.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
They made a monkey and they did something to it and made another one that was identical.
Okay. Cool.
Playing God. Don't know how I feel about that.
Nah. I mean, actually, I'd be keen to clone my dog.
Would you?
Yeah.
No, I do know how I feel about it. I think it's wrong.
Oh, okay.
There's a debate for another time.
Bring it.
Aussie scientists identified the world's oldest known animal. Good on them.
Was it that stupid thing you were talking about on the show yesterday, the monster from Euroa?
No, it wasn't that. Okay, it was a weird fossil they found. But cool that an Aussie found it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that monster from Euroa is not stupid. It's awesome.
Okay, cool.
Did you know in 2018, this is the year we found water on Mars? It felt like last year. That's why we know we can now colonize the planet, because we found water there. That's obviously, you know, water to survive.
It's huge. That's almost as big as the monkey thing.
What else happened this year?
Can you tell we're getting to the end of the year? Because each of us brings content to the table and the other one just shuts it down.
Story of our lives.
There's not one break today that we both agree on.
Back to China.
Yep.
Same-sex mice gave birth. So they got the eggs of a female mice.
Yeah.
Put inside the eggs of another one somehow. Did some magic and it gave birth.
There's magic that is related to making babies. Would you like me to go into that right now?
Please don't. Okay, cool. Out of the 210 embryos, 29 of them survived. Congratulations to the mice.
Congrats, mice.
Two more to
Congrats,
go.
Congrats, monkeys.
You interested? This is fascinating stuff, man.
Oh, the TV's on in the background though, so I can just watch that. Poor people in their cars.
This is cool. China again. Man, they're smart.
Smarter than some people who
Is a biologist and a scientist the same thing?
Yes.
They are now. They transferred memory from one snail to another. That's pretty cool.
How?
Imagine transferring my memory to yours.
Oh, God.
You would be
I do not want to remember some of the stuff that you've done.
You'd become instantly dumb. And, of course, this is probably the most famous moment in science for 2018.
Yeah.
Elon Musk flew a car into space. It's all for a publicity stunt. Remember that dude and they just had the car in space with the Earth in the background? Cool stuff, man. So that's the year that was in science, if anyone cares. There's a few scientists out there that do.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them, but I did find that list very fascinating.
There are 3 days left.
What's wrong with that list? That's all fascinating stuff.
No, nothing. My mind is blown. The snail thing was cool. I'll give you that.
What, that we transferred the memory from one to the other?
Yeah.
You only found that cool because I made a gag about me being dumb.
Yeah, actually, that's a really good point. So, all right, overall then, none of it was cool. Oh.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, I'm going to sauce things up a little bit right now, or I'm going to
take it off.
Give you a cold shower, like bringing things right back down, depending on what your attitudes are towards this. Sexting. Why are you reacting like that?
Oh, I'm willing to hear what you have to say.
Okay. Well, there's been a bit of a sexting scandal that's rocked Australian politics. And it's to do with
Pauline Hanson. No. Can imagine her sending a dirty text. Pauline, take your top off.
Oh God, I don't want to imagine that at all. Thank you. I don't want to imagine any politicians ever sending dirty texts. It's like imagining your dad sending it.
It is
texts,
a bit,
you know,
isn't
like
it?
That's what I view politicians as all my dad.
Yeah, true.
So I just.
What if it was like a hot poly? Would that change your mind?
Or if it was like the Canadian Prime Minister?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd be all right with that. But you know, no, they're all hot. Anyway, doesn't matter. Irrelevant.
They're all hot. No, they're not.
Andrew Broad, he's the member for, look, I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Mallee? Is it Mallee? Well, we don't know.
Out near Mildura, basically.
Yeah, yeah. He's just resigned after allegations of a sexting scandal have been brought to the fore. Basically, the story goes that he was in Hong Kong on an alleged taxpayers-funded visit, and he visited a sugar baby website. Cool. You know what a sugar baby website is?
I'm guessing that's where young girls are looking for older rich men.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right.
In fact, I should look up what which side it is.
Except the money wasn't allegedly his own, but it was allegedly our taxpayer money.
I love how many allegedlys we're throwing in there to cover our backsides. well, basically, yeah, he was sending these texts to this woman who goes by the name of Sweet Rose Sophia.
As I'm guessing that's her real name
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, of course. I'm pretty sure that's on her birth certificate. Yeah, yeah. So what I want to really highlight here is the nature of the sects.
Do you do this with Gav? You're doing long distance with your boy. Do you ever try?
I'm going to tell you what I did to spice up my long distance relationship within the next half hour, actually.
Hello.
Yeah, so, but no, I don't do this. In fact, I certainly don't do it to the extent that he's done it. So he's basically said, like, I'm here to make you laugh. Ensure you feel safe in my company. Make you feel like the most beautiful woman in the room. That's nice stuff.
That's exactly what she's looking for, yeah, on the website.
Exactly. But then it gets a little bit weird. He goes, do you like Aussie accents? I'm a country guy, so I know how to fly a plane, ride a horse, and I can't say the next word. It basically goes along the line of, please my woman.
Ah.
Hmm. So that's all fair enough. I mean, I don't know why being a country guy means you know how to fly a plane, because we're all country guys and not many of us know how to fly planes, but that's cool.
I cannot get behind the steering wheel of a plane and fly it, and I live in the country. I'm country as, bro.
You're right next to the airport, too.
I am next to the airport.
Okay, so she replies, I love Aussie accents. I think they're so sexy. And then he goes, this is the bit that gets me. I pull you close, run my strong hands down your back.
Yuck.
Kiss your neck and whisper, g'day, mate.
I reckon that is one of the most unsexy words you could ever say.
If Gav ever ran his hands down my back, kissed my neck and said, g'day, mate, I tell you what.
It's not what a girl wants to hear.
It's never what a girl wants
tell
to hear.
Tell her she's beautiful, mate. Tell her she's got pretty eyes. Leaning into her ear and just going, she's thinking, oh, he's about to say something nice. G'day, mate.
I'd rather they whispered like Triple M or something, you know? Like...
I wouldn't.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.